What is this again? Go Hang Salami, where lasagna?
It's a Broken Palindrome.
I see.
That's my new band.
Broken Palindrome?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You only do like math rock and it's all fucking weird time signatures.
And noodles.
Oh, I see. It's Go Hang Salami, I'm a Lasagna Hog.
Yeah. I'm a Lasagna Hog.
God, dude. You fucked up.
Trump.
We're moving mountains.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, that mountains. Didn't clarify anything, but we can start the show anyways.
All right.
Out of tune, everybody.
Oh, you want to do it right now? I thought, or while we're recording.
We are recording.
But we haven't started the show.
No, I mean.
Are we starting the show? What's going on?
You guys want to start the show?
Yeah, let's start the show.
I don't understand what's happening.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole
it's
damn army.
Doing the work.
I'm not used to that.
While you out there chanting that
zest, browbeating
politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Now can
you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'm gay.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Up, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. Are you ready, guys?
Let's get it started in here.
1, 2, 3.
Plug it.
I actually did that pretty well. I saw this on a popular billboard or whatever you call that thing, marquee in Slam City.
Sure.
And they just kind of rotate, and they've even like published books about this marquee.
El Arroyo.
Yeah. Plug it and hate.
Yeah.
So it said, it's okay if you fall apart sometimes. Tacos fall apart and we still love them.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lie.
You don't still love tacos?
No. I think you stop loving tacos when they fall apart.
No. When the filling falls out, but not when the taco itself rips.
I think they're saying hard shell tacos, which can suck my dick.
Hard shell tacos.
I do not love them.
Right.
Where are you at with that burrito? Tacos falling apart.
I don't like tacos that fall apart. That annoys me. You got to make them right.
The more important thing about this is how fucking dumb this thing is. Just like these quotes that are supposed to inspire women while they're driving. I fucking hate that.
Is it all for women?
Yeah. Do you think there's any guy that's driving by this billboard and go, you know what? I feel better after reading this stupid inspirational quote. Fuck no, dude.
I love tacos.
Do you guys follow an Instagram page where it's just like beach photos with inspirational quotes on it?
No, man.
That's for motivational. Get motivated posts.
Ooh, motivational
we're not doing
posters.
Live, laugh, love.
Like guys, it's more like it should just say you need to.
It just show titties.
Get out of bed or you're gay.
Oh man,
and the
I
bottom
guess I
right corner should say
I'm
something
bad.
Like sislovesme.com or something.
Oh wow,
yeah, that'd be nice.
Fake taxi.
It just that says fake taxi. Me. That would be the perfect sign for that place. It says fake taxi.
I think I saw a fake taxi one.
Oh no,
I did see a truck where on the front windshield was a big Brazzers logo across it.
Nice.
Like, dude, you are hooked.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It didn't work for Brazzers.
No, it's like a shit ass truck.
They're fanboys.
But it has like the vinyl sticker just splattered across it.
That is funny. Here's the question. Would you rather have the Toyota thing on your Toyota car or the Brazzers?
What's the Toyota one? Why would I want the
I think the Toyota one is more embarrassing.
I want the Brazzers one on my white van.
Huh?
I want the Brazzers one on my white van.
Yeah.
Now you could do better than that.
The original van scam.
Something else that we
just says grape.
The original van scam, which is
picking up chicks.
Picking up.
Oh no.
Chicks.
The grape van's Always Sunny though, right?
Yeah, grape.
Yeah.
Serape. No. It's Workaholics.
Oh.
Grape van.
Mixed up.
That's Serape van.
That's fun. Wow, that was back when you could have fun.
You could still have fun.
Is it okay to fall apart, guys?
No.
Sometimes. No, it's really not. It's okay, but I don't want to be there.
I think the moment you make it okay with this sometimes, it's all the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Burrito?
I'm sick of hearing about mental health.
All the time.
All the time. It's okay to fall apart all the time.
Bullshit!
What sometimes? Is that 95% of the time?
Yeah, for some of these ladies.
I think it's 70.
You need to operationally define.
No, we're not going there, man. We're not going there.
You just shit on his.
Yeah, he fucking farted on his ass.
Dude, I like that the color of your soundboard. The fart ones are brown.
Yeah, man, that's nice.
Speaking about farts.
The double space between a full stop and a next sentence. I used to be a fucking nerd about doing this shit.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
Wait, you used to do double space between...
Period, space, space, start your sentence.
I had some old-ass teachers that used to tell me to do that.
Yeah.
This was typewriting, but they were wrong. Or was it just keyboarding?
Keyboarding.
I did it with keyboarding, but apparently it started with typewriting.
Right?
That, yep.
Yeah. I thought that was a typewriting standard.
Yeah. It used to be.
Yeah.
So these old bitches would tell the students to do that because they hadn't, you know, ever seen a computer. Because
they dried up.
Yeah, they didn't have a computer at their house.
Right.
Fuck, bitch!
Because they stayed dry.
If you get a little wet, you can...
You get the internet.
You get kerning.
You get a little wet, kerning. You get the internet.
You have fonts. You've got automated spacing based on the letter.
So what was the risk of creating a boring topic?
Yeah.
Why do you think the typewriter had the two spaces after the period?
Burrito knows.
What was the purpose of that?
I actually don't know.
Just make
something up. I don't know that.
What's your theory?
I think optically.
Why there needed to be double space. I guess for readability.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And just to know immediately that it's the end of the sentence and.
Yeah, the space of the next sentence out. Yeah.
All right.
I hate it.
I think the period would. The period would probably identify the end of a sentence.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'd miss that with a comma or a semicolon.
Yeah, maybe.
Or a colon.
Yeah, cut that, J Mark.
It's also not that important to have punctuation.
Okay, E.E. Cummings.
E.E. Cum.
You know what also pisses me off? Can we go back to Plug It and Hate? You know,
yeah.
Tell us about it, Brian.
It's okay if you fall apart sometimes. Right. I mean, this is such a desperate.
Isn't that fucking bullshit? This was on the billboard.
To connect with Gen Z ladies.
With the ampersand and everything.
God!
And the missing period at the end.
I don't understand the plug-in part of the name of that segment, but I understand the hate part, and I appreciate that part.
Plug-in means
you got we're plugging in, dude. The microphones.
The microphones. What the fuck?
Every time.
Is that hard?
Every time.
We're plugging in because we're on microphones right now,
look,
and we're hating.
It's a superfluous callback to the fact that we're doing a podcast.
I guess that's what confuses me.
And
guess what?
And
we don't plug
in
the
headphones.
Microphones before every episode.
Yeah, we do.
They might already be plugged in.
Sorry, Burrito, what are you saying?
I thought the plug-in part was headphones, not microphones.
Head, not mic. Head, not mic.
Okay, so I guess this is why you wanted to get
plugging
all the questions out.
Plugging in is just like metaphorical. Like, I'm plugged in.
Yes.
I'm wired up here. I'm wearing headphones. I'm talking in a mic. I'm plugged in.
This is why we wanted the questions at the
That's
top of the hour.
That's why we threw the questions before the intro.
Okay, well, I'll know that next time.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
What is this, amateur?
Okay, so.
I'll bring it every time.
So do we want to continue talking about the double space?
You were talking about old hags that teach you to type like that.
They'd be so pissed off at that wouldn't they? These old hags that have dried
sure
up.
Sure would. What was her name? Miss McBride. I think she died.
Oh, no.
Damn,
she must have died. She was old back then.
Damn. She was old when you were young.
Mrs. McBride used to say,
show me a penis,
she
Brian.
She goes, a good essay is like a woman.
Like a hard cock.
A good essay is like a skirt. Long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to keep it interesting.
Oh, wow.
That's what
a good essay is one that stays out of jail.
Yeah, a good essay is
Senor.
One that's a father to his kids.
Senor.
Oh, shit.
Senor, just so you have a clean one.
Hey, did Miss McBride like Shakespeare by any chance?
Oh, yeah. I bet she was I think she sucked his cock, dude.
Tell us about her,
Brian. If she could get into a DeLorean and travel back to the 1400s, she'd suck the skin off of Shakespeare's dick.
Do you think so?
Yes.
No, do you think that's where she would go if she given her druthers of time periods? Not Mark Twain's hanging cock?
It's true. I think she would have... There would be much consternation about where she goes.
Oh, she would go to, like, fucking Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Honestly, dude,
Leaves of Grass.
I think she'd
leaves
go...
up her ass.
No, she wasn't like that. I think she'd go back to antebellum times, you know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is rural Slam City.
So she would just go suck Robert E. Lee's dick.
Yeah,
she's like, you know what? Robert, what? He did write some things, okay?
Robert, you've had a hard time out there on the battlefield.
I sure have, Mrs. McBride.
Like,
I sure
you could
have.
Use a bath.
Vagina.
My God.
A bath?
Yeah.
Allow me to draw you a bath, Robert.
Yeah, she'd fucking love that, dude. Just I bet Mrs. McBride had some dark opinions about other races, dude. Dude, I should have asked her.
Hey, Mrs. McBride, what about the Chinese?
Don't even get me started.
We'll save it for another day, Brian.
Yes.
Today we're doing Shakespeare.
Yeah, today is Shakespeare. Yeah. Back to Shakespeare. The Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
Burrito, break it down for us. Break down break down 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. Or She's All That.
Essentially.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want the comparison bitch. Of how it was translated.
I've never read The Taming of the Shrew.
You nobody has. To.
Yeah, no you one really has.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you saw the movie version.
Yeah, I've seen 90s 10 Things movie I Hate About You. Yeah.
With Julia Stiles, who was supposed
Wait
to
a
be
second.
Hot.
I get it confused with another thing. It's Taming of the Shrew, like when you take a nerdy bitch and turn her into a, or is that something else?
But She's All That.
No.
That She's All
no,
That.
But that's a different sort of.
It's an unruly.
That's a different trope.
Yeah. We're oh, this is like she gets too uppity.
A shrew.
She's a shrew.
What is a shrew again?
A mouse.
So she's not being mousy though. She's
no,
being
no,
like,
no,
she's
mouse
like a mean lady.
A farm person. Animal. She's much like a farm animal.
You're trying to turn a bitch into a housewife.
Kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
An unruly shrew into a housewife.
Okay. Right.
It's called pussy control.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what Shakespeare.
It's about. Taming of the Shrew is about pussy control. That's true.
Is that what it's about?
It's funny, when I read this, I thought it was Turn of the Screw.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, I like that book. And then.
The fuck is that?
The fuck is that?
Tell us about it, Marina!
Yeah, let's talk about that instead.
And then I rubbed my eyes, and I was like, oh, that says Taming of the Shrew.
Now, tell us about Turning
of the Screw. Tell us about the Turn of the Screw.
Turn of the Screw?
Yeah, what's it about?
Yeah, it's like a gothic horror novel. This lady is taking care of these two kids in this big manor, and she becomes convinced that there's, like, ghosts. But in critical analysis of it, some people, they're torn between whether or not the ghosts are actually real or she's just losing her fucking mind.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Sure. Which one makes for a better story?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think ghost always makes for a worse story. I say this is lazy.
What
dude.
About the movie Ghost?
Oh, well,
with
okay.
Demi Moore?
That might be better. Yeah. All right, maybe. And Casper's pretty tight.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Casper,
I take back what
also,
I said.
Casper didn't feel up Christina Ricci while she was
maybe
making.
Maybe he did in the outtakes.
Oh, I think she was young, though.
Oh, was she? Well, Casper's also young.
Casper oh, okay, so he could feel up. We could talk about
consensual.
Casper.
Yeah, it's like that Wes Anderson film.
Casper
oh, yeah.
Wes
oh, Moonrise Kingdom?
Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom.
Young Love?
That awkward
what is that?
Scene. You get to see Kirsten Dunst fully naked.
In what?
Full frontal. Moonrise.
No, you're thinking of...
No, man. Same thing.
Same thing?
All
right. No, you're right.
It's Kirsten Wiig.
He's talking about Lars von Trier. You know, this goes out to our Lars von Trier fans in the audience.
Is Lars a man?
Yeah.
You see him naked? All the way?
What's
that? What is that movie called?
Fuck.
Am I stumping you? You know what I'm talking about. It's something. It sounds like Moonrise Kingdom for some reason.
Moonlight Sonata.
Yeah. Moonlight.
It's fucking cold.
It's called Moonlight. What
it's
an
called
Oscar.
Moonlight. Yeah,
it's
won an
fucking
Oscar.
Cold, dude. You do see her tits, but the movie is so. I forget what it's called.
That's
but
it's like
Spider Man.
It's directed by Lars von Trier, but you see her tits, but the movie's so disturbing and weird that you can't even enjoy her tits.
Right.
What is it?
Give me a second.
Lars von Trier. What's. Oh, Melancholia.
Oh, you're right. That is Melancholia.
Anyways, I would recommend it, but. It's just not sexy.
Such a hipster movie.
Yeah.
It was the hardest jack of his life.
Yeah, I it was hard, but I did it.
Yeah, I made it through.
So, Taming of the Shrew and 10 Things I Hate About You, where do the parts of the movie and the play align?
None of us 100%. Have read it.
100%.
None of us have read 100% play.
It's okay,
word
but we've
for
seen the
word.
Movie, right? Here's
it's
a,
word
the next
for
trivia
word.
Question.
Shakespeare said, and then Heath Ledger doth shove it into Julia Stiles.
Yeah, and then
Julia Stiles is nothing.
Remember that Janie's Got a Gun scene?
Janie's got a gun. Oh, where she's on the table dancing? No. That was my least favorite scene in the whole fucking movie. I hated that goddamn scene.
What, from Coyote Ugly?
No, from fucking
from
10
things
I Hate About You.
Dude, I haven't
they
seen
were
this
having
movie
a party.
Since the 90s.
That's okay.
Well, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Somewhere in your brain.
Is that not the worst scene?
It's
so
goofy.
Fucking awkward. She's supposed to be sexy is the problem. She's Julia Stiles.
She's like theater arts hot. Like if you're in the class and there's no one else,
nothing else,
and you're like, oh my gosh, he's so fucking hot, dude. Yeah, the average comes down, dude, in theater arts class.
Yeah, but I mean, you still have school at large, you know.
Yeah, but you don't have access. She talks to you.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make her hot.
Million Fish in the Sea, Casanova.
Yeah, but it makes it hotter because it's like accessible.
Not all of them will bring you spaghetti at work.
You'll do better.
Most of them will just cheat on you.
What's he talking about, Burrito?
Godfather?
No.
No, wait.
No.
Nope.
No, wait. Most of them will just cheat on you. Good Will Hunting.
There's a million fine-looking women in the world, but not all of them bring you spaghetti at work. Most of them just cheat on you.
Oh, Clerks.
Is it Clerks?
Trap.
Hey.
Right?
Noise.
Yeah. It's Silent Bob's only line.
I had a lot of bad guesses based on samples on Atari songs.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a sample on Atari song.
Yeah,
wow.
It is.
Did they get the rights to that?
Absolutely not.
Bullshit. Damn, dude. They could get sued.
No, they can't.
By Kevin Smith.
Because there's no money.
I'm sure he's fine with it.
He was cool with it.
Because Chris Rowe has no money. Otherwise, he would have gotten hair plugs once.
Here in this diary, I read you visions of my summer.
It was the best I ever had. There were choruses and sing-alongs and let us spoken feelings.
That's a good song.
It's pretty good.
It's a growing up song.
All of their songs are growing up songs.
Nah, man.
He's like 35.
He's
like, man, being a teenager's hard.
My so-called life's not a growing up song.
I think it might be.
It totally is.
Oh, okay.
Sarcasm!
I don't understand sarcasm. High school football rules.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you know that people would say that was a mythical high school, but it actually exists?
It does. San Dimas is a place.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. It's
but
like
even in
LA.
The song, he talks about it being a place that doesn't exist.
No, it's
a school that does not exist. I'm just saying. He references
does
it.
Does he say school or place? Because it's
school.
A place in his mind.
It's a place in our hearts.
That
he might
exist.
Not have done the research to find out if it was a real city
then,
or not.
That was
back
before
in
the internet, man.
Yeah. Back then, you just took it at face value.
It's like, dude, just find a McNally map,
like,
dude.
He made up this place called San Dimas High School, and then later on in the timeline,
he saw it
San
on
Dimas
fucking,
happened.
Bill he saw Ted. It on Bill and Ted.
I know! It's all movie references!
Fuck you, Arthur!
All right. Do you guys remember any of the 10 things?
Yeah. Oh, that they hate about each other?
Remember there was a poem associated in the movie? Yeah.
I'll just
I
to
hate
the title.
How you make me feel. Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Wait, wasn't there one that was like, was there another list at the end?
Car.
Wait.
And I hate.
How much I love
I
you.
Hate.
Oh, no.
I hate you.
Monkey's out of the bottle.
Isn't there one like, either one thing on the list or they make a new list where the things I hate about you is how much I love you and shit, that kind of stuff?
Kind of.
Am I making this up?
No, I mean the 10 things.
I think it turns into it, right? Yeah. It's like kind of like halfway through
right.
She starts maybe talking about.
Right. She's like, I hate the feelings that I get when I'm around you and I love
but
you.
I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby. For one and holy night, and let me love you, baby.
I feel like that song's in that movie, isn't it? Somewhere.
Yeah, Heath Ledger's singing
it.
Yeah,
he sings
it. And then he has the band go.
Nerds! You're fucking old nerds, too.
Are you doing an air trombone just then?
Yeah.
Nah, he was doing a WB frog.
Yeah. Happy and the singing and the color.
I was doing a rusty trombone, actually. Womp, womp.
Now, speaking of rusty trombones.
When to throw out the undies.
Wow, when I saw this come along
home.
On chat, I said, hey.
I got an answer.
On the BB? Oh.
It's never.
It's it is. It's never.
It's never.
Wait, okay, so we're talking about shorts that still fit or
I'm
boxer
talking about
briefs
boxer
or whatever
briefs.
You use.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
you use.
Yeah. As
briefs.
Long as there's a single stitch connecting the waistband and the rest of it, it stays.
Actually, there's been several times where I'm like, I had these undies, these boxer briefs that are pizzas.
And he blew it out of his
and
ass.
Like, it's at certain points when they ripped even further, I said, maybe I should throw them out. And I haven't. I still keep, because there's still a thread.
Right? There's a thread.
Put on and they don't fall
but
off.
But like if you
but there's holes in them.
If I were wearing them right now
your
and nothing else,
hanging?
No, just my balls would be
hanging
coming out
me.
The bottom of them.
Yeah.
And you could see my asshole.
Gross. Yeah,
he blew out the backside.
Yeah, enough farts tore it open.
He wears it for his boyfriend.
Yeah, he goes, where are the
pizzas? I'm eating scrotum tonight. I'm eating pizza tonight.
Why don't you drop those mushrooms in my mouth?
Oh my god,
dude, do you think you could buy boxers that have like the classic little button things that comes that opens up your the back
your butthole?
Like PJs?
That's like,
are you talking about like Mickey Mouse's pants? That's some gay shit,
dude. Yeah, but it's not sexy.
I mean, it depends on what you're into, dude.
You're right.
If you do
and
age
it's all
play,
about convenience too, right?
If you're gay and you do age play, my gay God. Age play.
Did you say
age
AIDS play? That's dangerous.
That is dangerous. Well.
Dude.
You need to sit your little
as well. Tighter.
You're already here. You're already in attack vector, might as well.
AIDS play is better than just like straight up bug chasing, though.
Yeah.
Be like, oh no, I shouldn't do it. You have AIDS. He's like, can we not do this role playing tonight where I have AIDS?
Cough. I feel like if the shorts have too many revealing holes that ripped in them that they didn't come with, it's time to throw them out.
No.
What do you mean came with?
Like if you start
shorts.
You're talking about your new butthole.
I thought we were talking about fucking boxers, dude.
Anything.
Damn.
How about you, Burrito? Bruce. Where are you on your undies? Your draws.
You don't wear
the
undies, right?
I've thrown away.
Let's make that clear to the ladies first. You're a free baller, right?
I wear the boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, keep them contained. I get it.
Keep
dude.
That scrotum tucked.
The ones that you've thrown away.
The ones that I've thrown away, like the elastic around the waist has like stopped being elastic.
Really?
You threw those away?
Yeah. Yeah, like they gave out and they don't fit anymore. Like they fall off.
Wow, that's never happened.
I roll them things.
You just ties a new knot.
Yeah, I just got a belt for my underwear.
What are you talking about? Belt? I use an extension cord.
He just cuts off the wire on a broken hairdryer.
I got a lot of Ethernet cables, okay?
This is Cat 6 right here. Deluxe.
Cat dicks.
Meow.
I just string together a bunch of cat dicks.
Yeah. It works.
I'd imagine cat dicks would be hard to extract.
Yeah. You would be surprised.
Yeah, Jim and I don't. Now that Arthur mentions it, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
It's,
actually,
you're right. It's very impractical to just string together a bunch of cat dicks. You're right.
I mean, if you had them, it was like a genocide of cats.
Would you just keep the dicks?
Yeah, why not? They'd be like
just
trophies.
Just a paw.
Paws would be good too, but you can't make belts with that.
Yeah, good point.
You could.
You could make
be
a
really
sweet
cute,
belt
actually.
Buckle out of a paw.
No, like just a bunch of kitty paws. Just
I don't
together.
Think it'd be cute at all, dude.
No, you know how sometimes
like rabbit's feet
women
no.
have those just like a you know like
a monkey's paw.
No, like you know they just wear like a
yeah. If it's fake cat paws, that would be adorable. If they're real cat paws,
but what if they're really cute real cat paws?
No.
What if they're taxidermied? Well,
I mean, I'm okay with it, but if a woman was like, "Yeah, every time a cat dies, I save the paw and I made this belt out of it," I would say, "Look, we're gonna fuck tonight and maybe tomorrow night, but after that, I'm still gonna fuck you." But then after that,
I'm gonna
be
fuck you.
Disturbed, but
no, you won't. You'll be like, "Oh my god,
this is a
do
multiplier."
I like cat paws?
Oh my god, can we involve that in the play?
Can we do cat paw play?
So you guys don't throw out your undies, Mr. Gemini or Mr. Brown.
No.
What is the oldest pair that you can think of?
96.
Is it the pizza boxers?
Yeah, the pizza boxers. My mom bought them for me
for Christmas
2000. I'm going to say 15 or 16.
Oh, that's not bad.
So
that's
what happened
10 years?
To the rest of them?
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
10 years?
Did they just disintegrate?
I think what happens is sometimes if I get some new underwear, I'm like, okay, we could probably
throw them away.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah, I like.
Fucking lied this whole time.
But if I like them, but
no,
the
but
pizza,
no,
I like the pizza ones.
There's no
there's sentimental value with that pair.
There's no big indicator to him of when he should throw them away other than getting a new box.
Broke, you said you'd get
no,
a belt.
His impetus.
No, here's the thing. So I have some shitty underwear that I just bought for cheap, and if I get better underwear, I'll just throw them out just because they don't fit very well. If boxer briefs fit really well and I like them, I will keep them for years and years.
I have this pair of Uniqlo that has no asshole.
Is that how you say it?
Uniqlo?
What is
Uniqlo?
Uniqlo?
What is no asshole?
It has no asshole anymore. It was
like the butt got torn out of it?
Yeah.
I
blew the ass out because these were like my favorite pair because they have like the ball sack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's stitched to like have
a little
carriage.
Yeah, to separate your ball sack from your legs.
Okay.
So it can breathe down there.
Yeah.
These are the best.
You ain't getting stick
and I
problems.
Like to imagine that the reason the asshole's out is because your wife always puts a strap on and she's mm-hmm. trying to fuck your ass, but you
while
won't
I'm
let her.
Sleeping.
She keeps poking. You're like, stop.
Stop. You're going to wear out my Uniqlo's, baby. You know they're my favorite fucking pair. God damn it.
So is that what happened?
Yeah. And she's like, you need to throw those out because they have a hole in the back. I'm like
yeah, why? Why do you think they have a hole?
I'm not going to.
The horny bitch.
I'm not going to. And you know why? Because I'm not going to.
Yeah, and she goes, well, now I can just slip that strap on through the hole. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, try it.
Fucking try it.
Try it. I bet you won't.
See if it goes in.
But you won't.
But my asshole's way too tight for that shit.
Yeah, y'all are freaky. You guys are freaky as fuck.
You know what else is freaky?
A $19 smash burger.
A $19 smash burger!
Look, I've paid $19 to smash a fur burger, but...
Okay, I know this has come up on the podcast. I've had a smash burger. Can you remind me what makes it a smash burger?
They start with a ball of meat, and then they use a tool to like form the patty while they cook it.
Okay, and so what does that do to the burger?
It's really, really thin, and it makes a nice crust on the edges.
It has a crust.
Yeah.
Like a butter burger.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a $19. I didn't even see the details on how much this one weighed.
Kind of a smash burger.
It gives you, what is it called? The Maillard runs? Reaction.
Oh,
my God. Right?
The what reaction?
Jesus Christ. Dr. Smart
Maillard
man.
Reaction.
Maillard.
It's what, yeah, it I think that's what it's called. Yeah, it does.
Is it the char?
The Maillard reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you use baking soda, your ground meat will brown better.
Really?
Don't tell everyone the secret.
The damn Sorry. Secret. I will say that, wait, what inspired this? Did you have one?
No, I was just looking around at like menus and then I ran across this one menu.
Was this at a strip club? Is that why it's $19?
See, now you're saying like a strip club. This was like hot part of downtown corner lot, had a brewery in it. And this was their like food menu.
Were there naked ladies?
No. Mm.
And this, was it a meal that did it come with fries or it was?
No, it's just...
That's fucked.
One item.
I went to Shake Shack the other day.
Damn, don't tell Excuse me about me. That place.
Sorry, Baller! I didn't know we were fucking doing a podcast with Richie Rich himself.
Yeah. Damn, look, him and Richie Rich.
Jesus look, I'm Christ. Getting. All I'll say is I'm getting better at spending too much for burger meals and not feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta treat yourself before you yeet yourself.
The fries or crinkle fries don't like that, but I did feel pretty bad about it because it was like $14.90 something for the whole thing.
And it's a small burger, right?
It's a small burger, small fries, small
It is
drink.
A tasty burger, though.
Bullshit. It's a pretty tasty burger. I don't like
but
how...
But tastier than places that are a couple the, dollars less.
Oh, right.
What, the bun?
It's an aioli.
Yeah, I don't like how mayonnaise-y it is.
That is a
which you know what?
Tasty burger.
Oh, which belies egg. The allegation that I'm a white.
Do whites
Am
love
I using
mayonnaise?
The lies correctly?
No, you're right.
Okay. What are you saying? Yeah, that's what they say. It's cheap, dude. Like, you non-whites don't like mayonnaise sometimes?
I don't, but I love an aioli.
Monkeys out of the bottle,
That's fucking
man.
Mayonnaise.
Depends on how much mayonnaise.
Look, that's, you know, aioli. What's it called?
Aioli.
Yeah. That was invented as just a way for you guys to have mayonnaise. And
yeah. Not feel right about yeah. it.
Well, where does Kewpie go in?
What's that?
Kewpie go?
What is that?
Japanese
It's like another mayonnaise.
Yeah. I don't
it's
know.
Loved it's a different by mayonnaise.
Everyone else.
What's the difference? It has like rice wine vinegar or some shit?
No, it's made with just
the yellow
yolks. Egg.
Yeah, the yolks.
Yolks, I guess. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that. It's probably a thick mayo.
Yeah, like a cream pie.
You ever have karaage?
What the fuck is that?
Japanese
chicken?
fried chicken?
Sounds good.
Nuggets. They're kind
they're
of
like
nugget-sized though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, served as appetizers. You ever been to a Japanese place?
Yeah, but what is this? Have we ever gotten that at that one place?
No.
Then I don't know.
Okay. I'll make you have karaage at some point.
It
in
is
your
just
life.
Fried chicken, but best served with kewpie.
Mm-hmm. It's double fried chicken.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They usually got a little citrus lemon wedge. You can squeeze on it. Yeah.
No.
That's for suckers.
No, it makes it better. Fuck
no,
you.
It doesn't do
Dude,
shit.
No, fuck you.
The citrus is already
fuck
in the
you,
kewpie.
Arthur.
No, you don't put it in the kewpie. You squirt
you
it on the chicken.
No, man.
It's already
God,
squirted
dude.
On there when they
it's
bring it out.
It's not squirted on there.
You're in the
it's
wrong place
player's
for
choice. I don't want them to squirt it in there for me.
I call them over to squirt it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a Maid Cafe.
Hey, throw me that high alkaline solution on
How
top of my fried chicken.
How much is the karaage on the Slam City Maid Cafe?
$19, actually.
God.
Wow, interesting.
People pay it.
All the time.
Because it's not just the karaage.
Karaage.
It's the magical imbuement of love and cuteness that the maid cafe bitch throws on there for
hey,
you. She serves it
hey,
to you.
Hey.
Her moe moe kyun kyun.
Moshi moshi.
What soundtrack do you think she listens to in her car? Her Toyota
Probably
Prius?
Probably City of Angels soundtrack.
Shit, dog. You go with Iris?
The world. City of Angels. Because I don't think that they'd understand.
Quick answer, you got one, Jetmine?
That's not my answer. So this says
that
one.
That was the one that first came to your head.
It did. One movie soundtrack to take to a desert island, or as you wrote, La Isla.
The island. Slam La City Isla. Island, man. Or, it's like Long Island, but in Slam City. Island. La Isla.
La Isla.
I would take. Wait, were you going to say?
No.
I mean, the first one, City of Angels, did come up, but I'm going to take that back, and I'm going to say Armageddon soundtrack.
Shit, because of Aerosmith?
Yeah, because of Aerosmith, dude. The score for that movie is not bad either.
Right.
I don't remember it, but...
it's John Williams.
Actually, dude, Titanic, dude.
Because of Celine Dion?
James Horner. Yeah, just like that Celtic flute, dude.
Riverdance?
Well, that Celtic flute's all over that thing, dude.
You are a Celtic flute.
Yeah, you want to fucking go, dude?
Yeah, let's fucking go. This is fucking Slam City, dog.
Let's take it to the city. Let's take this downtown.
You want to fucking insult my Scottish ancestry, dude?
I like the idea that Slam
fucking
City
House
has
of Pain over here.
Slam City has a dueling area downtown.
Downtown,
and it's completely legal to have a fight to the death as long as you're in the dueling circle in Slam City
within the boundaries.
Within the boundaries,
it's like two blocks. Dueling.
Yeah. Yeah, would you say that Slam City is an honor culture? I would.
Oh
yeah, for sure.
A honor dishonor culture.
All right, soundtracks.
It reminds me of the town that
it's
Bomb
like a pirate
Queen.
Town.
What's that?
Bomb from. Queen? There was a there was kind
you would
of
love
a
these
ridiculous.
Comics. Have we not talked about this already?
Yeah, it's kind of a ridiculous, definitely mature comic book called Bomb Queen.
It's like Tank Girl, but she or grew boys. Up and turned into Bomb Queen.
Yeah.
She like rules with an iron fist and basically all
and iron tits.
Wow.
Yeah, and iron tits and all criminal activity is legal within the confines of
monkeys out of the bottle, man.
Slam City.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know if we want to have a purge city, dude.
24-hour purge in Slam City.
Yeah. A holiday.
Convenience stores open 24/7.
Okay, so it's not anarchy because there's a dictator.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Breda, did you have any movie soundtracks you wanted to mention?
Movie soundtracks. It'd probably have to be like one of those teen movies from the early 2000s, I guess, you know?
You want Kiss Me on there. You want Sixpence on the Richard.
Are you talking Brink?
So I get some pop punk on there. You know what I'm saying?
Mutt on
Honestly, American Pie soundtrack wasn't bad. That had a lot. That had like
Euro Trip.
Did Euro Trip have some stuff on it?
No, it just has that Scotty Doesn't Know song.
It just has that sexy incest in it, dude. Do you think
I
forgot
about
that?
SR-71 song that we all like so much.
I want her to be my sister,
which one
dude.
Is that on?
Why you always kick me when I'm high? Knock me down to waste the Ida.
Dude, you know what? I was given kind of a fake answer earlier when I said Titanic.
Fake
But
taxi.
Now you mean it.
But, well, no. I don't mean that. But I am fucking... You know when I said I'm gay at the beginning of this?
Yeah.
No.
Here it comes, dude. I would say any Wes Anderson movie, dude.
Any.
Just like some... Dude, Arthur so pissed.
Say Out
like
George, huh?
Yeah.
Say Out George.
You know, like... Well, no, not that
Ooh,
one.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
I know.
I'm following. I will vouch.
Come on, dude. Nick Drake, Van Morrison.
Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack.
Yes.
Ramones is on that shit.
Yeah.
So
is Iggy Pop is on one of them. You know, there's some good stuff on there. The Kinks.
Kind of Hollywood pop out shit.
I totally forgot about that Sue George on Life of
Aquatic. It's not bad. I like it, but.
It's good. And it'd be perfect for an island.
Yes.
You know, you're stuck on an island, right?
Just have a dude in the corner playing guitar all the time. That'd be awesome, man. Aren't you getting hungry, dude? So, aren't you getting hungry?
The music feeds my soul.
The music feeds, you know?
He's Portuguese. You got to get a Portuguese accent.
I don't know. I don't know the difference, dude. They don't speak Spanish there?
It's French Spanish.
Really?
Portuguese.
You have to consult with that app you used to learn foreign languages with.
Yeah, you ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
I might have.
A churrascaria?
I might have. Is that the kind that like that you get all you can eat
all
beef?
The meats?
Yeah.
Or meats in general?
Yeah.
Lamb.
I like that.
You know, Art and I went to one. He said, "Do not fill up on the fucking rolls." He told me that several times.
The rolls and the picanha.
He's right, dude. In terms of
that's a cheap cut.
Yeah, in terms of like strategy, he's right. You gotta
huddle
up. Do you
guys not eat for fucking enjoyment?
Nah, I eat for value.
Well,
I don't eat for value.
It's a balance, dude. You get a little bit of bread. He said, don't fill up. He didn't say don't enjoy the bread.
He said, don't even fucking touch the goddamn bread.
Don't touch the bread, okay, salad. That's fucked
up. No sides. Gosh, I said, no sides.
No,
the dough. Little,
I would say go easy on the sides. Go easy on the bread. Right. Enjoy that overpriced meat.
Yeah. See, here's what I do. I get all the sides. I eat them all. I get anything I want to eat them all. I get the meat and I put it in my pockets.
Now that's cool.
And then when the pockets are full, I put them in my shoes.
Dude, pocket protectors
for meat? And then when
your shoes are full...
Put them in your ass.
Hey, give me that picanha.
In my ass!
Picanha.
Is that type of meat?
You put it in your underwear, and then you realize you're wearing your favorite pair of Uniqlo.
My ass is blown out. It runs down the back of my leg. Wow.
This is pagan briefs.
My pagan briefs.
Yeah. He lost all his meat.
The first time the meat's going out of the hole.
Oh, wow. The first time for everything. I wore my pagan shorts.
Your butthole's too loose today.
Oh, I done wore my pagan drawers.
Of all days to wear my pegging draws.
Now the steak's running down my legs.
A fucking Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeesh.
I have to declare this a loss.
Yeah, I'm just going to kick the steak underneath the chair.
Underneath and ask for more. I'm going to turn my button around.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
I kick the steak underneath the booth.
I don't know what happened to my steak.
It fell down your shorts.
And where did this hole in my shorts come from?
Mm-hmm. Your wife.
Yeah.
Hiding after clothes in a store of your choice.
This is like a childhood dream, dude.
Yeah, this is super 21 and a half, dude. I'm old now, so I just want to be at home.
Old farts over here.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, we're going past, present, future, or even made
up. Okay, so when you were a kid, it would have been Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
Now it's like a mattress store.
Yeah.
You want to be in that.
Well, it'd probably be...
Could try them all.
I don't know. What can you even do after hours that you can't do during hours?
And can we say there's no cameras and we can eat
like
all the food
and masturbate everywhere?
Yeah.
I guess an IKEA would be awesome.
A hustler store.
I was gonna say the maybe hustler an store.
I could fuck all the torsos.
Yeah, yeah. Just an adult sex store.
I could survive off of edible panties.
Good. Yeah. You hide after clothes.
There's fuck eggs.
A morgue?
Easy beat eggs. A morgue.
Yeah.
Oh no. The torsos.
Yeah. A body store. A dead body store.
Cold body store.
They're cold. They don't stink yet.
Not yet.
Cold storage.
I just considered. I was thinking, could I get turned on by that?
By just a bunch of dead bodies?
And I don't think so.
It's a stripper that overdosed. She doesn't look like she's all gross yet.
I like a woman to have a life in her eyes.
Yeah. It's that 21 grams that really gets my dick hard. It's that last mile, I like to call it.
Yeah. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient, though. There's got to be titties around that right. Soul.
The 21 grams got to include titties around them. A pussy and an ass.
Yeah.
Some legs would be nice. Arms, optional.
And a,
a head.
A amenable attitude, you know?
And a mount.
Yeah, and a mount.
Where are you hiding, Burrito?
Yeah.
Is it at Buffalo Exchange?
Sam Goody.
I liked your IKEA example there.
Did you mention meatballs?
Yeah, the Swedish meatballs. They got a great cafeteria. It's a big place.
You can watch TV in a bunch of different living rooms.
You can watch fake TV.
On the plastic TVs.
You bring your own.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going to get stuck in there.
Me too.
Just trying to walk through it.
Yeah. They got shortcuts. Do you know about the shortcuts?
Everybody knows about the shortcuts.
I don't.
No.
Look at the map. They give them away. Give them away now.
There's one that teleports you between IKEAs. Have you found that one?
Yep.
That'd be nice.
That'd be so fucking badass.
That'd be crazy, right?
That'd be so badass.
Wait, why would you need to go to another IKEA?
No, just so to go to a different city.
Yeah, you don't have to drive.
Oh, that would be
just
cool.
Walk through. I'm in Copenhagen.
Shit.
Oh, that would be sick. Yesh.
I was just thinking about from Slam City South to Slam City North.
Oh, that'd be convenient as hell, man.
You know what I mean?
Hey, pick me up at IKEA.
Yeah.
That would be fucking so cool.
That's some Contemino shit.
It's like the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called an airport.
No, this is better than an airport. Jets. You don't even have to fly.
Instantaneous.
I can use my wings.
My Adams! That was Double X Quantimino.
Yeah, bitch.
Think about it next time.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Make better choices. Researchers beg endangered seals not to stick eels up their nose. Did you see the picture of this shit, dude?
Yes. No, what the fuck are they? Why are they doing this?
Seal with an eel stuck up its nose.
Seal with an eel? Big goobers.
They're just goofing?
It must feel good.
There must be some sort of...
Is I kind of thought we had done this story before, but maybe I've just seen it
seen
before.
The eel, yeah. Right,
who's playing the eels? Gemini and Brian?
What? Yeah.
Is Breed a researcher?
Breed is a snake.
He's the eel.
He's the eel.
I guess I'll be the researcher. Ooh. No, I don't want to beg. Brita, you be the researcher. I'll be an eel.
I'm a slimy little eel.
Oh, I think he's already in there, dude. Yep, he can't get out.
Hey, Bri guy, look, there's a fucking eel, and we're both seals. Oh, what do you think we should do with this eel?
I think we should eat it, to be honest with you.
No.
What?
Look at it.
Ooh, yeah, it looks tasty as hell. Swimming. I'm hungry.
What do you think it smells like?
Like a fucking eel, dude. I've smelled 100. You've smelled 100 eels.
Hey, go smell that eel.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Just swimming in.
Don't eat it, though.
What are you doing?
Don't eat it.
What are you doing?
Hold on a second.
What are you doing over here? I don't like this.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
This smells like a damn eel. I really want to eat it.
Well,
what do you want to do with it?
Well, I don't know. Hey, eel, what do you want to do with it?
I want to keep swimming, man.
Nah, you're not swimming. You're going
in
my nose.
What
are you
guys doing?
You're going in my nose. Hey, don't look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Hey, look at me.
Hey, Gemini, is this a sex thing?
Hey, look at me.
Gemini.
Hey, look at me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm a seal researcher.
Yeah, what's up, bitch?
I'm begging you guys.
Yeah.
You gotta make better choices. This it's eel
so
up the nose shit.
God, yeah. This guy's fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
This
dude.
Guy is a nerd, right? Why don't you put an eel up your nose, too?
All right. If it makes me not a nerd, I'll do it.
Do you guys realize how endangered you are? Putting an eel up your nose.
Hey, researcher nerd, us or the eels? Because I feel like the eels are more endangered than we are at this point.
I think the eels are abundant.
Yeah, I think you're endangered because you're not fucking spreading your seed because you're not getting laid, you dumb bitch.
Shit,
you dumb
dirty ass bitch.
Yeah, who's the nerd without a seal in their nose?
Can someone pull me out of this nose?
No.
No.
Because once you do, I'm going to come. I'm saving that till I get home. Alice and scene.
I was going to grow up a seal, dude. I was going to grow up the eel.
Grow up the eel, some unagi.
Oh, that's the next episode. That's the start of the next episode.
Doodle-doo-doo-doo.
Speaking of sex things, influencer who created AI version of herself says it's gone rogue and she's working around the clock to stop it saying sexually explicit things.
No, she's not.
Yeah, this is probably her plan all along.
It's advertising,
right?
To say, hey, you guys want a sexy version of myself to tell you that I'll suck your dick? I'm trying to stop it.
She said that she created this virtual version of herself because she wanted it to be an AI girlfriend for lonely people.
Yeah, she's trying to provide the GFE for
monkeys out of the bottle, man.
Yeah, like people could pay $1 per minute to chat with it.
You know what's crazy to me?
Insanity.
Women do not, I'm sorry, this is like a, you know, this is a
back in the 90s
stereotype that women don't want to have sex with people. But this is exhibit A, dude, because they're like, even when they create a robot of themselves, they're still trying to not fuck their boyfriend.
Yeah. Robot.
Same thing.
So they used OpenAI's GPT-4 API, and it was trained on now deleted videos from this influencer's YouTube channel.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, it now supports erotic discourse. So there you go.
Good.
I mean, if it's a dollar a minute, because the 900 numbers used to be 99 cents a minute.
Oh, well, I guess that's...
And that's with a real-ass person.
Man.
So I feel like this is not a good value.
No, call LiveLinks.
Yeah, call LiveLinks.
Or
go on Karen Marjorie. Go find Karen Marjorie and start sexting her AI version of herself. Is that what you do? You go find her
Instagram?
LiveLinks is the thing that if you're watching Comedy Central late at night, it comes on and it's some like it's like Riley Reid or whatever the 2000s version of that was.
Hey, local
she's like,
singles.
Hey, call and talk to someone like me. It's really a fat woman.
I'm hot and lonely. I wish someone would give me a call. Sure, honey. You're fucking dry with phone calls right now.
Yeah, no one likes me. I'm in a bikini right now.
Forlorn. Yeah, they're all like next to a hot tub. It's like, what? With the telephone?
I'm just lonely. I just want to talk to a fat fucking artard right now in fucking Idaho. I just like, I don't know.
In Idaho? Would you call
I want to talk
potato?
To someone who had an addiction to those things.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it. I could probably get addicted to it. Some of these women are good at it.
Yeah.
They don't look like that, but they're good.
They don't look like that.
But they sound nice.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have seven chins, lady.
God's vagina. It sounds like you have...
No, but tell me more. The ones that are good, they're able to hide that. You can't even tell.
Mm-hmm. They just have sexy voices because they have all the vocal cord.
What do you mean?
They got a lot of vocal
cord. Their pussies talk.
What?
They've trained their pussies to speak English.
On ChatGPT?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Speaking of speaking English.
Yeah.
TikTokers say tipping culture is getting out of hand.
Amen.
After a woman claimed Ben and Jerry's cashier got annoyed when she didn't tip for a $2 cone.
I mean, are you trying to piss me off, dude?
What is this, amateur hour?
She should have tipped her 30 cents.
Hey, the commenters are saying that automated tipping has become so pervasive.
Look.
That they've been prompted to tip for self-checkout.
No, you
is that true, or is it they're just joking?
No, I'm sure.
It's just that automated checkout whenever you do like the ring up. Dude, it's like on there.
Ever since Jim and I encouraged me to never tip for counter service,
mm-hmm.
I've just been getting stronger and stronger every time.
The resolve builds.
The resolve. And I say, I start to get pissed now.
Yeah.
It's just the prompt.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. You taking my order?
Listen, you're asking me to subsidize your shitty employer's wage for you?
Yeah.
You just took maybe this you cone should respect yourself off a stack more. Of cones and you hand it to me and charged me $2
yeah, you
for this
scab.
Cone.
You fucking scab.
Yeah, you're scab.
The
you
fact
don't
that
deserve
you,
a fucking tip.
The fact that these people apply for the job and go into work, they work for a company that pays them $10 an hour and they have to survive on tips means they're crossing the picket line.
Absolutely.
They're fucking scabs and I hate them and they can suck my
bullshit.
Dick. If the price is right.
$2 an hour. All of a sudden, Brian's a socialist commie. Yeah. Asking to tip, and he's all about workers' rights.
Yeah.
Listen, honey, you got to do better for yourself, and I'm just the guy to do it for you, okay?
Yeah.
This is going to hoit.
It's going to hoit.
It's going to hoit. You might not be able to make rent if I don't tip on this $2 cone.
Fuck, bitch.
Man shot roommate in Kentucky for eating last Hot Pocket.
Hmm.
So I read through this story because I really wanted to know what kind of Hot Pocket was.
Ham and cheese.
I was thinking ham and cheese, but
I'm thinking
the grossest one.
Could it just be in the pizza one? Pepperoni.
You know they probably have like Korean barbecue ones, right?
Yeah, they have a barbecue
one. They have brisket, and it's
kind of gross.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, disgusting.
All of the Hot Pockets make me sick. All Hot Pockets make me want to throw the fuck up, dude. Yeah. The ham and cheese one is the... How do you make everything so greasy and like slimy in here? None of it's cooked even.
It's just oil mixed
It's cold
with cheese.
But greasy and slimy.
I used to really like the meatball one.
That one's fine.
It can't be sexy if you want it to be because the little sleeve kind of reminds me of like a towel a towel wrapped around a lady. Oh. You just kind of slide it off.
I see. Hey.
And then you fuck
Monkey's
it, dude.
Bottle, yeah. Man.
You fuck the hot
Have we talked about fucking Hot Pockets before?
No, but I think it's a common thought process.
It's a dangerous game.
Absolutely. You want a burnt dick?
Yeah.
Play
it's
going to
burn the top of your mouth, but magically it's not going to burn your dick off.
Yeah, maybe.
That's because your dick's made out of leather at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do some training, dude. You got to do some pocket training.
Desensitized.
That's what I call it.
I got to shave the fucking outer skin to have any kind of orgasm with my lady.
Yeah, I call it exfoliating.
Yeah, I call it...
It's like God's peeling vagina. The,
what are they, like peeling carrots?
Oh, no. You just call it peeling?
Peeling potatoes?
I just call it peeling.
So when you take a potato peeler and like rub it on your dick to get
I don't
all
think
the calluses
that would be nice.
Off.
Oh, I was thinking of the cheese grater.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pet egg?
Pet egg. On your ball sack.
Oh, chicken fries.
Dick. Plymouth hoe.
Wow.
That's it.
All
right. Plymouth hoe palm trees cut down and sex and drugs cracked down. Sex and drugs.
What is this?
Why are they cutting down these trees?
Apparently, there's a lot of coverage in this area for people to have sex and do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
In the palm trees?
City council's like, yo, trees gotta go, okay? We can't have nice things because these people are fucking in the bushes.
How many of these people do you think are women that are having sex under the palm trees?
20%.
20%, yeah.
20%.
That's right. I like these women. I'm not even talking shit. I'm just saying this is male behavior. This is gay male behavior right here.
Yeah. Not clapping cheeks.
Clapping
under
cheeks.
Under palm trees.
In the park? Come on.
That's clapping cheeks in the park? That's male behavior. Speaking of male behavior, Morse Vibration Messenger.
Talk about it, Gemini!
We're talking.
It's an app where you can message your friends in Morse code and it vibrates.
Hey, how much is it? You splitting this check with us?
Yeah.
Is this in your butt?
No.
In your pussy.
But it can be.
Yeah. Oh, you can send your girlfriend a message. You'd be like, hey, can you pick up milk on the way home from work?
She couldn't. Yeah, she didn't get past milk. You write so verbosely, dude. Yeah.
You had me at Can You.
Yeah. You had it at Most Darlingest Dear, I Prithee. You had me at Prithee.
Very verbose when you use the Morse vibrator.
I know, right? Speaking of Prithee.
Yes.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese plastic sample food artist, despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at making carrots out of Play-Doh. But don't you worry, these headlines are 100%, mostly, almost definitely, not made out of plastic. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment. Senor.
You remember seeing these plastic foods?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them in the display cases.
And the different IKEAs that we teleport in between, the displays often have plastic food.
Yeah, but these are like in most restaurants. They'll be like...
plastic version of ramen.
Yeah, like a little display that shows what you can get inside.
What kind of food they got service.
Yeah, and they look super real. They look really real.
Super duper real?
I wouldn't say that. Sometimes they look like plastic.
Yeah, sometimes they look like plastic. However...
I've gotten fooled by plastic food a time or two.
You've bitten into it, haven't you?
Once bitten, twice shy.
Wow.
No!
I don't even know what that means.
It's a song.
I'd be really proud if I was the person who made these. Egg tart vendor promises not to accidentally sell realistic plastic samples for a third time.
My God. A third time.
Yeah, so there's these egg tart cart.
Egg tart cart?
Yeah, egg tart cart.
What's an egg tart? Like a custard?
Yeah, like a little custard. I guess they look super real.
Yeah.
They made them hollow. So that they're a lot lighter than what the regular plastic ones would feel like. So they feel a lot like the same weight as an actual custard egg tart.
Oh, why wait?
Yeah, why wait? So yeah, they keep giving them to people.
I think it would be kind of cute if I accidentally got it. I would find it a little humorous, unless I was very hungry.
Yeah.
But I would say, this what fun.
What fun.
And then I'd go back
down.
How
do they get a hold of these egg tarts? Are they buying an egg tart off the street and this is just a display item that they got mixed up with?
Yeah, they're...
Are they taking it and then trying to buy it?
No, the people that are working just accidentally give them the plastic one.
I bet there's a case and then the plastic one's closest to the glass, and then they accidentally grab that when they run out of the other ones.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's my hypothesis. But I'm not a fucking smart man.
I guess we gotta go to Japan to figure out why this is happening.
We gotta get inside these Japan mines.
Yeah, we gotta go to IKEA Japan.
One of the samples costs about three times as much as the actual tart, so it seems like they're getting a deal. I mean, maybe they can sell it.
Yeah, but not if you're hungry.
And not if you're hungry.
You can trade it back for
it
three
really
of them.
It really sucks if you're hungry.
Yeah, what if you're a hungry boy?
Like, hey, you sold me this fake-ass plastic one. You owe me three times.
I almost died when I ate this.
One. You can buy it
was
back.
Delicious.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
But... halfway through, I realized it's plastic.
Yeah.
Hey, can you explain why these Japanese
I'm sorry,
people...
I ate the whole fake egg tart, but, you know, I guess you could say I'm retarded.
Speaking of tarts.
Why would they fail three times, though? Why would they fail three times? Give away the samples three times.
I don't know.
Okay. Make a headline.
They got a lot of, like, part-time workers. I don't know.
Because they're like, Peter, do you know this guy?
And he's why don't like, they write on there, like, fake or something?
And they asked him again.
Well,
plastic.
Know.
There should be some indicator. You could
put
like
it in a case that you can't open.
Put a little flag on it, like a little one of those little tiny flags, a Japanese flag. Deek. Am I crazy?
Fucking crazy.
I mean, what's going on?
What kind of idea is that?
And what is this idea?
Yeah.
What? Just like a little flag? Tiny.
Why don't you just train your employees properly and tell them that's fake?
Arthur, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Why should I spend more money on a damn flag? A tiny one.
Yeah,
ton
of money. A ton of money on a toothpick and a printout.
That keeps getting
sold.
Okay,
so imagine. So it's not that bad of an idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Why?
You know, it would be a good idea
because you could just train your people
on the real ones and just put like your logo on the flag. So
okay,
labeling, yeah,
it's true. Do
but
that.
Then you're gonna want to put it on the fake one too. So yeah, so they all look the same.
Nah, man, how do you tell the fake one apart?
I don't think you're supposed to.
So that's like the problem. So how do you train them? You gotta like you gotta label
pussy control.
It. Oh. You gotta tame these shrews.
Yeah.
It's called shrews egg tarts.
My God.
Speaking of tarts, more than one in three Japanese working women in survey would rather be housewives.
Oh, that's crazy.
Really?
Really?
Imagine.
It's almost as if it's
nature. So there's a survey.
It's almost as if nature has something to do with stuff.
Oh my God. We got some opinions.
Need to sit your little
sorry, there are facts
down.
Here.
There's a survey of 1,000 Japanese women between the ages of 20 and 69.
Nice.
Wow.
Bro.
Are these the young women saying this?
20 I and bet. 69.
All of them.
It's a bell curve.
The old bitches that wanted to stay home.
Of those 1,675 were working, and out of those, they asked them, do you actually want to be a housewife? And more than one in three replied, yes.
Mm. So, the other two-thirds? Yeah. Hoes. Because you can't turn them into a housewife. The math is there. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Give us the age distribution
like
here.
The trend seemed like as they got older, the percentage that said yes went down.
Oh, yeah. Down.
Is it career women or what?
Wow.
Yeah, probably. That's one kind of explanation.
The young women want to stay home, huh?
Yeah.
Independent. Love to scissor.
And then when you also look at women with children and women without children,
oh,
the
people, I'm scissoring.
The people without children said that they would rather be a housewife.
That's interesting.
They don't know the struggles.
Yeah, they only think fuck, give me away from this fucking
exactly.
kid.
Yeah, right.
It's like other side of the grass.
Yeah.
It's browner.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
More shit in it.
More shit in the mud.
Yeah.
They're also shitty drivers, right?
Would you like to stay at home, be a stay-at-home dad?
I don't think so.
You don't think you would want to be a stay-at-home dad?
I don't think
so. You'd have to
earn. For a hot-ass fucking wife?
Yeah, but how would you be earning?
Who brings home
she
women?
Giving you allowance or what?
Yeah, dude, she's giving you allowance.
I would totally do that.
That's some cuck shit. Straight up.
I'm sorry. Staying at home,
I can't
kept?
Be still that long. Can I go
you
out?
You can take your kids places.
Yeah, maybe it'd be, I'd go to
yeah,
the park.
Yeah, but I mean, who's wearing park? The pants?
She
I'd
is.
I go to the mall.
And she's sucking my dick.
That's why I'm saying it's
she's also
shit.
Sucking my dick?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a marriage. Y'all don't get your dick sucked.
Wow. Telling mitts, bro.
All right, I try it out.
Brito's staying home even without the dick sucking.
He goes, yeah. You don't even have to look at my
the
dick.
Bottle, man.
As long
it'd
as
be nice.
Still in
as long as the check's cash.
Like, God, as long as I can keep the boxers with a hole in the butthole.
Yeah, as long
throw
as she's
my
not
dick
down
out the back.
Yeah.
Anyway, man.
Anyway.
Man rides motorbike into lobby of Fukuoka police station, demands they crack down on rude driving.
I like
nice,
this.
Dude.
I like
bullshit.
This. He goes, I've had enough. I've had enough of this shit. Use your blinker.
If you was going to arrest me, arrest them all.
Yeah. This guy is a martyr.
Yeah.
This is the Jesus.
There's a 41-year-old office worker.
Fed up.
Who brought it up to the doors at around 7 o'clock in the evening.
He brought it to the doors.
Yeah, after the automatic doors opened, he proceeded to ride into the lobby and then
that's
started
sick.
Revving his engine loudly. Boom, boom, upon boom, seeing boom. An officer, he shouted, I'm here to talk about bad driving.
Wow.
Yes.
It's easy to make fun of this guy, okay? Because yeah. I see it, you know, he's doing bad driving while he's talking about, you're saying he's a hypocrite.
No.
I'm saying he's drawing attention.
Exactly.
To an important issue, which are cunts on the road.
Right. It's like when you go into a museum and you glue your face to a famous
exactly.
painting.
Exactly. You don't hate art.
Hate paintings, but you bullshit. Want everybody to know something about oil, something.
Now, this guy is also crazy, and he is an office worker, and obviously he is
unhinged. That's the name of his movie, Unhinged.
Unhinged.
Starring
Russell
Johnny
Crow.
Tanaka.
Oh. She had fat tits?
I said Johnny Tanaka.
Who is that?
I don't know. I just made up a name.
Does Johnny Tanaka have
there's
fat
something,
tits?
There's something. Tanaka is a, I think, a fat-titted lady.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Burritos. Tanaka,
yeah,
fat-titted lady.
Have you ever heard of a...
Does Tanaka-san have fat knockers? Sons.
Probably. That sounds Tanaka-san. Familiar. Yeah.
Do, Okay, I got a question about Asians.
Burrito.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We
sorry.
Are in the middle of the
Burrito, sorry.
Nippon News.
How common is it for there to be fat tits on a frail frame in the Asian community?
If they're fat tits, they're probably on a frail frame.
Right. It was redundant. How common are fat knockers on an Asian woman?
How common are
natural?
MILFs?
Not.
MILFs.
But does it happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, who's making that noise, dude?
It's my fax machine.
What, are you fucking signing on to AOL right now?
I'm waiting for that code word, plug in and hate.
What's that about again?
Sending it out to me. The fucking okay. Q&A, was undeserved.
Let me just say this so that maybe I'll commit it to memory, and I know I won't.
Commit this to memory!
Plug in means either plugging in the headphones or the microphones.
Both.
Both.
Let's not make this confusing.
It's the podcasting process.
It's a metaphor of plugging in.
And then this could also, even when we don't have to plug in the stuff before the episode, it's still
metaphorical plugging in. We're pushing record, that's plugging in.
And then
we're
you
like
hate.
Having this conversation
it didn't come
is plugging
from
in.
Podcasting.
What did it come from?
It came from when Art would go to work and he could just put his headphones on and ignore everyone around him and do his work.
Oh, that was more metaphorical plugging in.
Yeah. That's okay. Back when we were emailing each other.
Maybe that's why it's so confusing to me, because you can use it's so vague.
I don't know any construct in Slam City that isn't vague.
Yeah, well,
except I guess the glory hole.
It doesn't mean more than one thing.
The glory hole. But how's the glory hole not vague?
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Am I sucking or are you sucking?
Well, Burrito's on the other side, so who's sucking?
Me. Who's sucking?
Yeah, or like tip to taint, but as vague as you can get.
Yeah, quantum now.
Mm-hmm.
Not vague at all.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita, oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em! Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!